Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second, the second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third, the center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Sherm Lawler. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Al Smith. Batting sixth, the catcher, Earl Batty. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting eighth, the right fielder, Jim McEnany. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Billy Pierce. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Billy Pierce. For the Kansas City Athletics, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting second, the first baseman, Dick Williams. Batting third, the right fielder, Roger Maris. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Bob Serve. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Hal Smith. Batting sixth, the catcher, Harry Cheaty. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Joe DeMaestri. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Rip Coleman. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Rip Coleman. And now, play ball. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Williams scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fox for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle takes first base on ball four. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. Tuttle moves to second. One out. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Tuttle moves to third. Two outs. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tuttle scores. It's 1-0, Athletics. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Serve. The throw from Batty and he is safe. Serve steals second. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a fly ball into left field. Serve settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty strikes out. Two outs. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Harry Cheaty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cheaty hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-0, Athletics. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rip Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Tuttle strikes out. Two outs. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Coleman moves to second. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 0-for-1 in the game. Maris hits a fly ball into right field. McEnany settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim McEnany is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McEnany hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Coleman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball into right field. Maris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Serve hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Aparicio. Serve moves to second. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry Chee-Tee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chee-Tee is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Chee-Tee hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Serve scores. It's 4-0, Athletics. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Lump hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chee-Tee moves to third. Ray Moore now pitching. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 0-for-1 in the game. DeMaestri takes first base on ball 4. Lump moves to second. Rip Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Coleman strikes out. Two outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Chee-Tee scores. Lump moves to third. DeMaestri moves to second. It's 5-0, Athletics. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-1 in the game. Landis hits a fly ball into right field. Maris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lawler hits a fly ball into right field. Maris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 0-for-2 in the game. Maris hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lawler scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Maris for the out. One out. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Serve takes first base on ball 4. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Serve moves to second. Harry Chee-T is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chee-T is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Chee-T hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lawler scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Chee-T for the out. Serve moves to third. Smith moves to second. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Lump is walked intentionally. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. DeMaestri hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into left field. Serve picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on serve. Smith moves to second. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0-for-1 in the game. Batty takes first base on ball 4. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri fields it and throws to second for the out. Smith moves to third. One out. Jim McEnany is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McEnany is 0-for-1 in the game. McEnany hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Smith scores. Phillips moves to second. It's 5-1, Athletics. John Romano pinch hits for Ray Moore. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano takes first base on ball 4. Phillips moves to third. McEnany moves to second. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-2 in the game. Aparicio hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Phillips scores. McEnany scores. Romano moves to third. It's 5-3, Athletics. Johnny Cuck's now pitching. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Aparicio. The throw from Chee-T and he is safe. Aparicio steals second. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox hits a pop-up towards short. DeMaestri settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-2 in the game. Landis takes first base on ball 4. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lawler hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Rudy Arias now pitching. Johnny Cux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cux hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Tuttle bunts towards the mound. Arias fields it and throws to first for the out. Cux moves to second. One out. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-3, Athletics. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 0-for-3 in the game. Maris hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-3, Athletics. Bob Serv is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serv is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Serv hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Harry Chiti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiti is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Chiti strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Batty hits a line drive towards first. Williams catches it and steps on first to double up Smith. Two outs. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-2 in the game. Phillips hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the White Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Lump takes first base on ball 4. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. DeMaestri takes first base on ball 4. Lump moves to second. Johnny Cux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cux is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cux hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Batty fields it and throws to third for the out. DeMaestri moves to second. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Tuttle hits a fly ball into right field. McEnany settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim McEnany is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McEnany is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McEnany hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harry Simpson pinch hits for Rudy Arias. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Aparicio is hit by the pitch. Simpson moves to second. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Chiti for a passed ball. Simpson moves to third. Aparicio moves to second. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-3 in the game. Fox hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Landis is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the White Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Staley now pitching. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Maris hits a fly ball into right field. McEnany settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Serve hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Serve moves to second. Harry Chiti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiti is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Chiti hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lawler hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Smith hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Batty hits a pop-up towards first. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-3 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the White Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. DeMaestri hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Cux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cux is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cux hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim McEnany is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McEnany is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. McEnany hits a fly ball into right field. Maris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Billy Goodman pinch hits for Jerry Staley. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Williams scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Goodman for the out. 2 outs. Norm Cash pinch hits for Luis Aparicio. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash takes first base on ball 4. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-4 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cash moves to second. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Landis hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. GT settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Athletics, 8, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.